Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. I want to say welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Water. I'm Job Israel, a Come and See Ministries Bible Study Class. And this morning, which is every Sunday morning, God willing, we are dealing with the Sunday morning fruits of the Spirit. What do you mean, Sunday morning fruits of the Spirit? Well, Sunday morning fruits of the Spirit, that is when we actually go in and deal with the fruits of the Spirit. Right now, we're in Genesis 1, when God created man, and he implemented his fruits upon him. That is to say, gave him his character. You know, the idea of dreaming, the idea of imagining, the idea of being able to do, you know, formating ideas to create, you know. And the weird part about all of this is that the first thing we want to do is blame him for everything that's going on in the world, but we don't want to give him back free will, which is part of that image that he created. You see, that's that thing. So our question is this. What are we going to do with the fruits of the Spirit that he gave us? You know, how are we going to deal with that? How are we going to deal with those things? Those things are important. What do you mean, the fruits of the Spirit? Well, you got serious fruits of the Spirit, man, that we were created with. We weren't created to be in poverty. We wasn't created to be in misery. He wasn't created in none of those things, man. He created us with the spirit of happiness. He blessed us. You see, bless me happy, you know, but man now is stressed out and miserable. So it's contrary to the work of God. That means we are not reaching our full potential. And what do you mean we're not reaching our full potential? Because if we really operated in our full potential, then there would be nothing we can do. There would be nothing we can do, you see. But because we don't understand the power of God, the power of the fruits of the Spirit, we are too busy being snared by the weakness of the flesh and a lack of the power of the fruits of the Spirit. So let's get started. Now, I just want to say it's a beautiful morning. It's always good to be outdoors and, you know, smelling everything and catching the breeze and things like that. But like I said, last week I was in my truck and it was horrible. Well, they're going to give me a new one. But it was horrible. But right now God's been blessing me and I'm like, I take all the breezes that I can get. Amen. Amen. So let's get started. If we can, brothers, if we can stand and face Jerusalem, sisters, if we can stand and face Jerusalem, and brothers, if we can uncover our heads, and sisters, if we can uncover our heads and we approach the Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brother and their family. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and countenance upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy. And give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and a faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and give them a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and a faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercies and endure forever. Amen. Amen. So, we're going to pick this up pretty much where we left off at. And I got to tell you people, we cannot keep going back to Genesis 1 and 26. You know, this is probably the last time we do this, but we are going to do this because it's a lot said here, and we can't revisit image constantly just so people that's not tuning in to get caught up, you know. So those of us that's been listening, you know, just like you in school, man, I mean, if you haven't been to school, then everybody got to stop and get you caught up. Well, that's your problem, you know. But we're going to do this time. One is because it's in the script that we're dealing with, and two, well, I think it's vital. Amen. So right now we're going to read Genesis 26 and 27. It says this, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every creeping thing that moveth upon the earth. Amen. So we're going to look at the word image. Likeness is the photocopy. That is to say what we look like. So we cover that. This image that we need to look at. This image that we need to look at. And that's the image. Okay. A representation. A representation of the form of a person or object, such as painting or a photograph. Well, that's physical, right? But image comes spiritual. Likeness is all physical. It says this. one that closely or exactly resembles another. That is to say, when we come up in the resurrection, the first resurrection, God willing, we live, we're going to look like him. You know, we're going to look like ourselves, but we're going to have on royal garments, we're going to have on a new body, we're going to have on all of that. Amen? And it says this, concept of something that is held by the public. So right here you start seeing that this thing becomes spiritual because it gave you an opinion. That means judgment. Opinion means judgment. And a lot of us, when we have opinions, we bring ourselves into judgment. What do you mean? Because judgment, in order to have an opinion, that means you have to have a lesser or a better opinion of it. So he gave us the opinion of judgment. See, this is the thing, man. We aren't created like a toaster, you know, and we're supposed to just obey and not do anything. People try to make it seem like that's what we're about when you follow God. Well, in some institutions, that may be the case. But those of us that believe in God, we know better. And we know that having an opinion is nothing wrong with having an opinion, because we have an opinion about every walk and everything that we do in our life. When we're ordering food, when we receive it, that's an opinion. Is it what I want? Is it not what I want? Is this what I want to drink? Is this not what I want to drink? You know, the type of gas that you use. You know, am I going to use 93 or am I going to use 89? You know, that's an opinion. You know, when you look at somebody in their clothes, you know, is their clothes suitable? Is they unsuitable? You're giving judgment. Opinion means judgment. You know, so if you got judgment, if you got an opinion, that means that God gave us judgment. But then he gave us that in the first day when he separated light from darkness. When he separated light from darkness, he gave us an opinion. He taught us that we will have judgment. So with this right here, he's telling us that we have free will of thought. That is for right and wrong. Even the beasts of the field have the opinion of right and wrong. Ask the swine that Jesus cast the pig, you know, the devils and the pigs, you know. So you mean to tell me that it's a probability that a evil angel can possess a beast and then do some monstrosity? Yeah, because the Lord warns us against that. You know, in the law, if you got an ox that's pushing, he said, you better shut him down. But if you kill somebody, then you're going to suffer the consequences of that ox. You and our options are going to be shut down. So, yeah, he gave us even the beast of the field judgment. This is how you know when they're, like, just look at your dog. When they make a mistake on your rug, they know it. They know it. That's judgment, because they know they just did something wrong. Or, you know, in that wise, this is the same thing. Lions and gorillas and stuff like that know not to attack man. But if man keep invading their area, they get used to them and they may attack them. That's the difference. That is the difference. Amen? So he gave us this. He gave us judgment. And the sad part about it is we want to blame God for everything. We want to blame God for all the monstrosity that's going on in the world, and it's just simply not true. And I'm not going to hand Adam everything in the world is going on, you know, because it came with opinion. It came with judgment. It came with free will. He just added sin to it. Adam was given free will out the gate. Don't eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's a free will thought pattern. Throughout the first chapter, the second chapter of Genesis, God was showing us that he gave man free will of thought. And so if I give you free will, then there's a judgment because you judged. And that only makes sense, you know. And I'm with that. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the fact that he gave us an idea of judgment. But one thing I can't accept is that we're going to blame him for all the wickedness that man is doing when he told us man have free will. And then we want to turn around with certain sects when they do monstrosity. Well, this person need counseling. This person was brought from here. This person was born from there. This person was... This person was brought from this group of people, so this is why they act like this. Well, that's true. That's very true. And, you know, this is why they perform certain acts. And I'm not saying that, you know, these mass shootings is, you know, of a secular group. And I got a thing about a Mercurian candidate, but if y'all say group, then I'm with that. I'd rather just say they Mercurian candidates. But if you just want to say it's a group of people, then so be it. This is something that we have to deal with. It's something that we have in the world. It's called judgment. You know, we're looking at these people. They're killing up schools. They, you know, going into workplaces. They're in churches now doing things. Synagogues now doing things. This is all judgment. And if people want to blame God, well, if there's a God, why are people doing all of this? Well, it's called free will. That person had to make a choice to do that. Even if he's under the influence, he still has the opinion to make a difference. They can't use you if you refuse to be used. That's the way it is. So what else are we dealing with? Let's see. It says opinion or concept. Concept is construction. That is construction, ideas. In fact, let's look up concept. And after we look up concept, then we're going to move on to the fruits of the Spirit, because this is the first fruits he gave us, is judgment. And I don't think we take that into consideration, because our judgment is flawed. You know, talk about respect of persons and stuff like that. How can you have a righteous respect of person if your judgment is flawed or you've never been taught how to properly judge righteously? How can you have a righteous opinion and don't even know what it really come from or mean? You know, and I was talking to one of my brothers some years ago, and I was telling him, man, you know, you got to be cool with that, man. You know, with that judging and everything, because I wasn't even here yet, truth be told. The God of Israel hasn't revealed this thing to me about image or imaginations or anything like that. I wasn't here yet. But he was working on me, and I was like, man, you got to be cool with that judgment. And he said, well, the God of Israel said judge and righteous judgment. And I was like, that's cool, but the spirit you have isn't righteous, man. You know, you just want to do it because it's in the law for you to do it. You know, and that wasn't cool for me. And so at that point, I started pulling back on certain people because certain people was using the law to justify their mannerisms, and I'm just not with that. I'm just not. So anyway, it says this, concept, general notion or idea, the idea formed by mental combining of all its characteristics or particulars or constructs. That is to say, we go to an auto show, we look at these machines, and these machines are awesome, man. I mean, they are beautiful. I'm talking about these prototypes and these dream cars and and things like that. Well, guess what you're doing? You are conceiving those things. You are mentally combining all its characteristics like the commandment gave us. Image, its particulars and construct, the way it's built, you know, like a 1966 Ferrari is sexy, but a 2020 Ferrari is banging sexy. You know, it's like a go-go dancer from the 60s and a go-go dancer from the 2020, you know, it's a big difference. You know, it's a big, big-time, beautiful machine that has been improved upon. And so our ideas as is giving us an opinion of this or a concept. It says, the notion of an idea expressing how something might be done. So this is when we come to the point of, here come Moses on the law. You're not keeping the law. Oh, you just committed adultery. Oh, you just committed idolatry. You know, you dishonored your father and your mother. Now, we expressing an idea of something how it supposed to be done. That's called concept. You know, unfortunately, in Genesis chapter 3:16, we'll probably be getting to sometime in the future, God willing, of how and what or person will be able to overcome this, you know, because he said this in Genesis chapter 3:16, that Eve was going to have a problem with concept. She's going to have a problem with judgment. That's why she always end up with the wrong dude. Yeah, I said dude. You know, instead of this guy, she knows he's responsible and things like that. She chooses the wicked. And it's a common trait. I mean, I'm not just saying this, you know, just to be saying it, but it's a common act. The question, why, God, do I constantly keep doing these things? Genesis 3:16. You know, and we got to trust in the word. It's when faith kick in that she knows how to properly judge. But if she haven't been taught these things, she's going to constantly be going through the same cycles. And so this is when the judgment set place, but then you miss the first resurrection. Trust that. You're not getting into the first resurrection without this knowledge, without this understanding. As a woman of God, if your conception is tainted, you will not see the first resurrection. You may see the kingdom. You may see mercy, but you won't see the throne. So we have to understand the gravity of concept or conception. And we got to, as a man of God who knows our wives are dealing with these things, and as a woman of God, we should be praying that God deliver us to a higher state of conception, you know, knowing that this is a law because of Adam. But it don't have to rule us, because we was correct. We were created to be better than this. So we can overcome the flesh, calm the flesh. But if we don't know how, we will not see the first resurrection. And that predicate itself upon a foundation of the fruits of the Spirit concept. A notion or idea of something, expressing how something might be done or accomplished that may lead to an accepted procedure. It says, an abstract or general idea inferred or derived from specific instances. So he's given us laws and statutes that we can judge from. You see, that we can judge for, that give us these different ideas of how to deal with certain things when it comes to the law. You know, and this is very, very important. And it says, conceptions, elaborate a conception, a general exclusive idea, category, a general concept that mark division or coordinates or conceptual schemes. 1 second. We're back. Ooh, okay. And it says rules and regulations. So he said conception is the having an idea of something called rules and regulations. And that is to say even women was going to have a problem with rules and regulations. So if she have a problem with rules and regulations, then she got a problem with you, Adam. She's going to kick against you, Adam, if she don't know any better, if she haven't been taught any better. You're going to have a problem with rules and regulations. He said, you're going to rule over her. Well, the book says she got a problem with rules and regulations. So this is something that we got to be conscious of. I ain't talking about justifying a wicked woman. I'm talking about a woman that, you know, who may, you know, that's not 100. You know, and we got to ask ourselves that. Look at how we approach God. Look what we did to him. Even put him on a cross, you know, as his wife, you know, so we got to be conscious of that. And then the women have to understand that they have to fall in line with rules and regulations and deny their flesh. And what's in Genesis chapter 3:16, so that they can come up in the first resurrection. We can't keep justifying the weakness of our flesh and think that God is going to reward us for it. It's not going to happen. It is not. So we have to know better. And it said, attribute, dimension, property, abstraction. So sometimes, man, you know, some of us think abstract. A lot of us don't think the same. A lot of us think differently. A lot of us have a different pattern of thought. Some of our thoughts are different, man. I mean, you know, this is what makes entertainers and musicians stand out, because they're different from the norm. They're different from all the norms that we know. So before there was a Michael Jackson, there was a Elvis. Before there was an Earth, Wind, and Fire, there was a group called the Beatles, you know what I'm saying? So they all had different abstract views of how to present their voice in music. And it was abstract. It was different from the norm, even though it was predicated toward the day. But it was different. See, now we got different rappers. You know, some of us gravitate toward these rappers now. Frankly, I got a serious problem with it, you know, with a lot of rappers of the 21st century. I'm just not there. But the rappers that are, I could judge, you know, from Heavy D to KRS-One, you know, those are two different extremes, right? I'm just going to put them out there. You know, of course, you can go with Goody Mob and all that type of good stuff, whatever. My point being is KRS-One and Heavy D had two different genres. Even though Heavy D was a different type of rapper, KRS-One was a conscious sort of rapper. So he gave us a different opinion, an abstract view. And so this is what we're doing now. Even with the women artists and the women rappers. So, and then I look at the women rappers, it's basically, they all the same. They're not doing anything but rapping whoredom. You know, and now they preaching lesbianism 24-7. you know, and teaching our women to fall into themselves. So it's really bad right now. But this is all from this thing. Now, this is something that we have to have an idea about. It says division is section or part. Division means that, you know, this is why you got all these different churches and different sects and the Muslim movement or Buddhist Muslim, whatever. You got different sects and everything. But that's part of it. That's part of it. And it makes sense to me, you know, when you look at the different prophets and their gifts. If I was a child that had the gift of dreams, I would not deal with a prophet that didn't understand how to manifest those things. You know, in our culture, our children were geared towards the fruits of their own spirits. In this world, we throw all the children in the same box, and then you start getting judgment and mockery from the weak because they don't have those gifts. But then they have other gifts. They may be given the spirit of magistrates, you know, or the spirit of, I would say, politicians, or say even security, things of that nature. But they wasn't given the spirit of, say, tuition or tutorship, you know, and things like that. And so you start having this different opinion. Like, you know, you have bullies in the world because they just wasn't different, you see. They were taught that they were better because they were stronger. No. In our culture, we took a child like that and put him in the military part of us. In our culture, we took a child like that that had magistrate, and then we put him in the government of God. In our culture, we seen a child that had visions and dreams. We put him in the spiritual prophecy side of our culture because we believed in those things. You see? I think you're starting to get an idea that natural law, a rule by the rules of conduct inherent human nature, essential to all binding upon human society. How can we say there's no God and it's right here upon the image? We judge everything as a people, as from one society to the next, upon this one thing, rule of law. Turn around and say there's no God because this came by a fluke. It came by an accident. It came by a Big Bang Theory. We seriously want to believe those things. And it says, the rule of body, a conduct inherent human nature, essential to binding upon human society. Law of nature, the law generally that describes a reoccurring fact or events in nature. The law of thermal, pull back on this right here, then we're going to go back into Genesis. It says this. It says a generalization that describes a recurring fact or events in nature. This is why you constantly hear the law constantly being repeated itself through every generation in God. You know, we act like the law is not in the New Testament. That is a lie. According to the image of imagination, that would be foolishness to even believe that. You see? So we say that, well, that was back then. How can you judge from then until now? We don't even live to say, yes, we do. We still kill. We still lie. We still steal. Even though we're driving, instead of us riding a horse or a horse and a buggy, and we're machines, we still kill. We still lie. And we still commit adultery. Stuff like that. No. Those rules still applies in every generation. That's why he said, I'm God. and I change not. Why? He can't change because you can't change. The only thing you can do is just be a better you. Amen. Genesis. Amen. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 20. So it says, God blessed him. All right? I want to revisit this one. Blessed. You know, because I don't think we look at this enough. You know, I think we just, we have an idea, but I don't think we visit this word enough. Blessed. And what do it mean to us as a whole? I don't think we visit this word enough, and that is to say blessed. Sorry, what was I at? I had to say, oh, please forgive me. I really don't know how long I had this on there. So, it says original. Oh, God. I really can't tell how long this is on me. We are looking up the word productive. Amen. So, it says be fruitful. So this is the word we're looking at right now, fruitful. And so, let me pull this all up. So, we are looking at the word fruitful. Wow. That is so discouraging. Fruitful. So it says this, bearing fruit in abundance, productive, prolific. So let's look up this word productive. Amen. So productive is up under fruitful. Amen. So let's look this up. Producing or the capability of producing, creative, originator. So we're going right back to ground zero in imaginatives that we are, he spoke it again. So once we imagine something, we're able to produce it. So he didn't just give us the idea that we're able to imagine what it is that we see, but we're able to bring it to pass. And that's why he warns us about bringing wicked devices to pass, because we're able to do that as well. Fruitful, producing, conductive, to producing in abundance. Successful, having succeeded or being marketed by a favorable outcome. So up under fruitful comes success. So the Lord is telling us that he blessed us with success, you know. So we should be able, you know, like I said, if we were able, if we really took the fruits of the Spirit into consideration, just in Genesis chapter 1, if we took the fruits of the Spirit for what they were face value, there would be nothing we wouldn't be able to do. Because we'll find ourselves somewhere within the gravity of these things. It says, having the ability to produce, originate, power, generative forces. So we'd be able to generate force. Let me look this word up, generative. It says, having It says, having the ability to originate and produce and procreate. It says, now we get into the physical side of this. Let me see. It says, having the ability to produce, originate, generate power, generative forces. So we can generate force, power, things of that nature. That's fine. It's not too much under that. Let's go back to productive. Okay, and it says, creative, dynamic, vigorous, energetic, inventive, you know. And I'm looking at all these rock bands and stuff like that. It's like you've seen an act before. You know, you got the J-Lo thing, but you've seen Madonna. You know, like, big deal. It's the same thing. You know, that's why I'm not interested. You know, every now and again, something they do may catch my attention, but I'm not really interested because you've seen it before. You know it's a knockoff. It's like wearing a fake pair of Jordans. You know, people get caught up, man, and they'll fight you tooth and nail for a fake pair of Jordans, but then they'll go watch J-Lo, which is nothing more than a knockoff from Madonna. You know, and so forth. Any other, you know, these artists out here. Everybody trying to be Tupac. No, you're not. It says useful, rewarding, valuable. When you lose your valuableness, you become invaluable. You become worthless. You're no longer productive. You're becoming counterproductive. That means you become a destructive. And the fruits is in itself. It says effective, worthwhile, beneficial, constructive, gratifying, fruitful, advantageous, win-win. The antidote to those things, useless, unproductive. So those are the synonyms to fruitful, you know, and an antidote. You know, it's easy to be unproductive and things like that and find fault in that. You know, you look at somebody and they're unproductive. They're not helping in the cause. They haven't found a job. They're just living off of everybody, you know. No, you're not having that. You start looking at them as worthwhile. Effective, effectual, efficient. Creative, original, profitable, successful, fertile, fruitful, creative, dynamic, vigorous, energetic, inventive, useful, rewarding, valuable, profitable, effective, worthwhile, beneficial, constructive, gratifying, fruitful, advantageous, win-win. Yeah. So those things that we have to be conscious of that's in the world that's going on right now, that he created us. This is why you see people, they are fruitful in their arts that they're performing, because this is part of the commandment that he gave Adam, whether it be good or evil. They are fruitful in it, so they are keeping the law. I'm not saying keeping the law into life, but they're keeping the law in nature. What's natural in us is Satan is using what's natural in us and turning it against us, like we are serving him for these things, but they were given to us from the beginning. So Satan never had the power to give you anything, something that you already had. There's no reason to sell your soul to a devil if you understood this law. The only way you could sell your soul to a devil is because you don't have understanding of this law. But if you had understanding of this law, then you would know that God is your power. Amen? Well, we're going to hold up here. And we're going to, next week, we're going to pick it up at Fruitful. Pick it up at Fruitful. Apologies to those of us who don't know exactly what the first part of this is. But we got to move on. So, with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. And please, people, you don't have to wait the next week. Go look in your, go look at these synonyms. Go look them up yourself. Go look into these things for yourselves. Search those things out. Claim them, you know, and ask the God of Israel to redung you and uproot the insecurities of those things that are getting in the way of you being a productive human being, you know, of being fruitful, that is to say. Ask the God of Israel to uproot those things and to change those things, amen? So with that being said, I want to thank everybody for their time, and we hope we edify someone. And as you say here, the sounds of living waters, and we mean it. Please read your Bibles. Shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.